Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Okay, as promised, it's After Hours here on the Nation with Leanne and Graham this week. And Graham hasn't been on, well, it's been a year. So I got a couple new questions for him, and we will see what his answers are. We'll start with something easy. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Christmas song?
Yes.
Leanne, are you going to answer this as well?
That's kind of hard.
Yeah, now come on.
I like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer because I know the words. What's the one? Holy Night, whatever that one is.
Silent Night.
I like that one.
Yeah.
If I sing, I sing above and below notes, so it's not infringe copyright. And and nobody allows me to sing normally. So, good King Wenceslas.
Yeah. Mine's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, my good King Wenceslas. Good King Wenceslas went out in his Austin 7. He ran into a trolley bus and now he's up in heaven.
Oh.
There you go. There you go.
I had to be 7 when I knew that. Oh.
What's the weirdest gift you ever received or gave? The weirdest Christmas gift.
Yeah. And I have gone some weird. I think my weirdest one, because of the result, was I sent every one of my children a mixture of seeds of some of the great lettuces of the world. I had 14 different varieties.
Oh, my.
And I mixed the seeds together. I gave them instructions on how to cut up a part of their lawn and be able to have a row of lettuce there. I gave them marvelously hand-decorated things to stick in the ground, which had the names of these great lettuces. And I gave them a salad recipe and sent them my own vinaigrette. Now that sounds odd, but now here's the kicker. Not one of them did it.
After all that.
Love my family. So all of that effort.
I've had situations like that where you go to their home or see them in some setting, and there's the gift you gave them for Christmas over in the corner. It's barely been opened, you know? So yes, I understand that. Leanne.
You know, I was thinking while Graham was speaking, and I just can't think of anything that was strange that I gave. I can't think of anything.
What about something you received?
Coal in my stocking. That's not a good sign.
I give my sister-in-law that every Christmas. So it's become a tradition.
Yeah. How about you?
Me?
Yeah.
I think that it was a great gift, but a friend of mine, again, at Costco, bought one of those. I think it was like 15 pounds, 20 pounds of prosciutto on the bone. And it came with this little stanchion, and it came with this exceedingly long knife that the Spanish were supposed to be trimming this, because this one came from Spain, trimming this prosciutto off with. And I ate prosciutto for like weeks until I couldn't eat it anymore. But it was huge.
That's a really nice gift.
Yeah, and because I use it a lot in my cooking. Right. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy it. And I tend to doctor things up, you know, green beans, salads, what have you with it. But that thing I think after about a month and a half, it wasn't going to go bad. It was in the fridge too. But I just went out and hacked off a bunch of huge pieces and froze them, vacuum packed them and froze them, and then got rid of it. But I still have the stand and that knife. I can, you know, I use it now for planting lettuce in the garden, Graham. So anyway, Graham, what's something strange that you received?
Yeah.
We have good gift givers.
Yes. Isn't it strange that is, it's such a good question, because I know that there are things I've opened and looked at and thinking, huh?
Yeah.
And
I know, you can't think of it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Well, we can come back to it. We can come back to it.
I'm sitting here thinking, oh, now you're showing your age.
Okay. Oh, no. You're fine. Okay, here's another question. We'll start with Leanne. Mm-hmm. And I know the standard answer is it didn't happen, but it happens to all of us. What is the biggest train wreck you ever had when creating Christmas dinner?
Biggest train wreck?
Yeah, something that didn't turn out right. Like you burnt the rolls, for example. You put them in the oven and you forgot they were there.
Well, yeah, that invariably happens. I'm sure nothing really interesting. I've overcooked a prime rib before, which is disaster. But I can't think of anything offhand. You got me again.
Two
no disasters.
Two for two. Graham?
Well, the thing that was very public for me was that my Hunt Wesson was a major sponsor of the Galloping Gourmet series way back in the 70s. And they were a bit concerned about me having all of this rich, expensive dishes from around the world. And they said, we really would like you to do an economy dish, something really cheap, for our many millions of viewers, and they really need that, you see.
And yeah.
So I did a stuffed pepper dish. And it happened that the studio had a problem with lighting during that time. And it set, I'd done one ahead of time, and it had set in a lukewarm oven for quite a long period of time. And the one when I brought it out, it sagged a little bit. And I had this young student who was gorgeous. You know, I used to try and get gorgeous things like Leanne out of the audience and have her come across. And so she came and she sat down and she was going to make, she was going to enjoy this. She poked her fork in it and she pulled this awful face. And I went into mine and it was sour and just awful. And she said, "This is really awful." And I said, "I agree with you completely." We spent the whole half hour on international television showing some, and Hunt Wesson said, "Okay, just keep on doing the dishes you do." So that was a very, and I can still remember her face and how bad it was. Yeah.
This isn't a Christmas dish, but 10, 12 years ago, they asked me to do a Halloween show. And so I came up with a monster meatloaf, right? Very nothing out of the ordinary out of the meatloaf recipe, but the way the meatloaf was decorated to look like a ghoul or something. It you know, same type of thing. I made one ahead of time. It was in the oven there. We come to the same, and I've made it all in this segment, and you know, and now through the magic of television, I pull it out. And not to be crass about it, but it looked like somebody had already eaten it. Okay, it just looked horrible. And we kind of cut and went off to roasting marshmallows or something, whatever. But I just remember looking at that, and they had already had the recipe posted on the website. And I noticed in the teas they didn't, because usually they'll take a hero shot of the food and use it in the teas. Not this time. Nope. It didn't work out right. What's your favorite color lifesaver, Graham?
Red.
I can go with that.
That is over that everybody loves the red.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to go back to a little music for a second. What is one song you want to hear on the radio when you go out and get in your car and to go somewhere? What's the first song you would, not that you will hear it, but you would like to hear it? It always kind of brings a smile to your face.
Me, can it go?
Yeah.
Come along, yes, come along.
I love
C'est
it.
moi, c'est moi.
I love
That's
it. I
great.
love it.
And every time I come in through the front door of our new life here, I shout when I come through there, C'est moi. And she calls me, C'est moi. Chip back. So
I love
That's
that.
awesome.
I love
I
that.
love it.
This is for both of you because I know Leanne's done a lot of TV too. What's the funniest thing you ever saw when doing a TV show, but that the folks at home never saw it? It got cut, or and if it was live, they changed the camera shot and went to something else. But whether you know. If you do local television or even national television, there's always somebody, the host of the show, is there to talk with you while you're cooking and sample the food, what have you. And if something ever went amiss with that, start with Graham.
Okay, sauteing cherries for Cherries Jubilee. I
Yes.
poured on a large quantity of brandy in order to get the flames going properly. And a flame shot up into the air at least 10 feet from and it triggered the automatic fire system in
Oh,
the
geez.
studios. That didn't mean that it suddenly started raining on everybody, but it sent a private signal, a low signal, to the local fire station, and letting them know that there was a fire in Studio A and they, without ringing their bells on everything else, sent a fire engine and sent these men in yellow slickers running into Studio A. The doors burst open, and I was still cooking on top, and they run in with their hoses to put the fire
I
out.
love it.
Wow.
And the director at that time stop the damn it! If why did he stop the camera? It would have been the most wonderful thing
Oh,
that would ever.
yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
so that's
Leanne?
my story.
Well, I had an incident happen with me, and I'm usually pretty good with lists and everything that I need to bring. But one of the things I was supposed to make was fried green tomatoes, and I couldn't find green tomatoes anywhere. So I just thought, oh, I'll leave it out. Well, then I'm on set, and they're like, okay, now tell us about your fried green tomatoes. And I didn't have any. So that's about it.
Yeah, I had a deal. Maybe I've brought this up on the show before, but I've worked with my friend Helen Raptus at the show here in Portland because I do other ones. And Helen is what we would call lily lipped. All right, she anything really spicy or anything. She's gotten better over the years, but anything that's really spicy. So my assignment that day was to cook jalapeno poppers. And I went to the store and I selected a dozen or whatever I got, and I brought them home and I sliced them and I cleaned them out, and there was no seeds, and we went through that little routine on the air. And then I don't even remember what I put in them. It was probably pork or something and some bacon and so on and so forth. And Helen said before we went on the air, she said, is this hot? And I said, no, because I just ate one. Well, you both know that you can eat one and it's like eating cold cereal. Not really, but, you know, as far as temperature wise, and then the next one could be Mount Vesuvius, right?
Right.
So they look beautiful on the platter, and Helen, and we've got like a minute and a half left of the segment, and Helen reaches in and she bites one, and it's still got some crunch to it, and she's chewing. And Helen is a redhead, bright red hair. And in about 8 seconds, her face was as bright as her hair, and she can't breathe.
Oh, boy.
She's gasping for air. And you guys know this, behind the set that you're working on, behind the table or whatever, I have my water down there, right? It's off camera like that. And I'm trying to give her my water, and she's slamming the table, and she ends up on the floor, gasping for air, breathing in misery. And of course, I'm very sympathetic. I'm bent over in hysterics. And the cameras are going up and down because they're laughing at her. And she goes, take us out. Take us out. Because we had to go to break, right? And so take us out like that. And that has become kind of an iconic little bit of history around Channel 2.
Yeah, bloopers.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
I
the
bet.
Blooper reel. I think it was on YouTube for a while. I think they pulled it. But anyway. All right, last question. This one's for Graham, because you've already done this, Leanne. If I gave you a box with everything you have lost in your life, and for Christmas you could pull one thing out of that box, what would you reach for?
Let's see.
He's going back in time.
He is.
Yes, I am indeed. I am indeed. Yes, I would want the notes that I read that I had written out before Thanksgiving 2 years ago, and that had fallen to the floor, and I went down on both knees under the dining table and scrabbled around until I got my notes. I needed my notes. When I was down on both knees, I saw 2 feet, and it was clear I recognized the feet belonged to Nancy, and because of the shoes, I recognized the shoes. So I look up, and there is Nancy towering over me. So I look up and I say to her, would you consider spending the rest of your days of your life with me? And she said to me, are you asking me to marry you? because I could have just been. And I said, yeah, of course. You know, will you marry me? And she said, yes. So I would dearly love to have those notes. I've lost them, but it would be wonderful to know what got me down on both knees.
That's a great story.
That was not a planned thing. That's
oh, I bet not.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, Graham, my friend, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I know you will.
Thank you.
And keep that tie. I want to see that tie again at some point.
Okay,
I love
it's
it.
Where we are, but it's okay. I'll have it here for you. Yeah.
All right. And Leanne, again.
So good to see both of you so well.
You too. Oh, and you. Have a great holiday, both of you and all of our listeners too.
Yeah. Well, you and I will see each other again.
Yes.
But we won't probably see Graham before Christmas. So anyway. And for everybody listening,
Huckleberry Jam in any way.
I'm working on it.
It's got to be out there somewhere.
I've got all my little food mafia elves looking for it for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for joining us this week on After Hours. And don't forget, if you didn't catch the regular show, go back and find that. It's on all the different platforms. so on and so on and so forth. There's a lot of them. We're easy to find. So for Leanne and Graham, thank you for listening. And remember our motto here, turn it, don't burn it. Go out, have some fun, and be kind. Take care, everybody. Mm-hmm.